It's pretty impressive.
Yeah?
It's not.
Yeah.
Why you being a dick already, man? His name is in a record
book. Yeah, how about that? He got that going for him.
He does have that going for him.
Yeah.
Why are you such a dick?
This is, I guess because it reminds me of my father.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Here comes Tommy's daddy issues again. This
is a daddy issue.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, let us introduce you to Chuck Zimmerman.
What are you old Chucky do?
Chuck Zimmerman is a fisherman.
Yeah.
And back in late June, he caught a 15-pound, 14-ounce fish.
Fish.
In Jefferson County.
Oh, Jeff Fish.
That Hilton native, Chuck Zimmerman, set a record for the biggest long-nosed gar in the history of the state of New York. Fun fact, the long-nosed gar, which I was unaware was a fish, evolutionary speaking, are known as living dinosaurs.
Oh.
Did you see a picture of these things?
Yeah. It's a living dinosaur. It's like it never evolved.
I guess. They call it the Mulet of fish. It's the same stupid, slimy, gross ass.
Oh, the big-eyed Mulet.
Have you ever seen a gar in person?
I've never seen anything that looked like that.
Did you see the picture of the gar?
Yeah, I saw him holding it up. Yeah. It looked pretty scary, to tell you the truth. If I was swimming and this thing came by me, I wouldn't know what the F that is.
It's ugly as sin.
Yeah.
But that wet dino turns out was such a doozy that he now owns this record. And Chuck is in sole position of the largest long nose gar ever caught in the state of New York.
Right.
Why are you making a face already?
Because you're not 12. Nobody cares.
Well, but we're not fishermen in this room, so no, I don't know. It's probably a big deal.
I guess, but like,
I just
don't know
the difference of like fish and so, I don't know like what qualifies as like an extra large fish.
Oh, I can answer this one.
Yeah,
right. But I guess
ever.
It's like big for that thing.
It's still pretty big. It's 15 effing pounds.
I don't know.
I was cursed. I'm over a fish.
No, but like, and I'm gonna do this thing you hate.
What's it?
But it ain't a sailfish.
Shut up!
Oh my god!
It ain't a marlin.
Well,
it ain't
he's
Jaws.
Not in the ocean.
It ain't Jaws.
He didn't get the record for biggest fish ever caught.
It's a freshwater scuzz fish.
Wow! You hear that, all you fishermen?
I know.
He's judging the hell out of you, saying you don't really fish. Not a fisherman.
Like you hold me up, you little bass. That's great, but you ain't Hemingway on the docks, man, with the goddamn marlin that's the size of three of me's.
So you caught a marlin?
No, but my dad's boat did. But we never did.
No, and you never caught one.
Like when you see a sailfish, when you see like a really beautiful,
an interesting fish to look at.
Well, I think every fish is an interesting fish to look at. Like this long nose.
It's not mountable. You wouldn't mount that fish.
Look, know,
not every fish
do.
Could be your mom, and I think you can mount this.
That's
fish.
That's your third mom joke today.
It's a mom joke blowout. We need to unite each other, except for when it comes to Tommy's mom, in which case we split that wide open. Fourth mom joke today. Fourth.
Yeah, I'm not. You look like a little kid. Like you, this is like a summer camp picture.
I'm looking
grown ass man with bait with regular ass fish. I'm not impressed.
Why are you such a dick? He's happy. I would be happy too. By the way, he's not like the typical age. I don't think of a guy who would like own a fishing record. He looks like he's probably in his early 30s, mid 30s.
Yeah, but then, aren't you all trying to do all this like old stuff again?
Aren't you all trying to do all
like your retro
like,
fishing?
Again?
You're trying to catch prehistoric fish.
Fishing never went away.
They dates back to Jesus.
Prehistoric, yeah, but Jesus was riding dinosaurs through Bethlehem.
Yeah.
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 I mean, it's not like this guy set out to catch the biggest fish. He was just fishing that day and ended up with
he lucked out.
Like a lucky fish.
But when you say it that way, it makes his accomplishment less impressive.
No, but I'm saying like Tommy's saying like he's
look at Tommy, he's like nodding his head. No, yeah, I tricked her into saying it.
That's not what you're saying. You're saying it's not even that impressive. Okay, he did something impressive without trying.
If I came in here and I said, man, I went fishing this weekend and I caught dino fish.
15-pound.
And you would
y'all would
not
laugh
let us...
at me.
No, you would
laugh. Old man, did you wear your new hat when you were doing it?
No, that is a valid question because your hats are so stupid.
Well, I hold my lures in there.
No, I would be impressed that you caught
you. Oh, yeah, all of a sudden, you're so impressed by me.
No.
Y'all kick my ass around every day. If I come in here with a fish story, you'd laugh
at me.
Bro,
if you walked in and just told me about a big fish, yeah, I don't care. If
I'll show you the pictures.
But you tell me you caught a state record fish?
State record?
Yes.
Now, you know what y'all would say?
What's that?
Doesn't even count. We're not even trying. Not even a fisherman.
But that's your argument. What is your argument?
You're trying to praise this guy, but if it was me, you'd laugh me out the room.
Okay.
You'd say, like, smells like my mom. Where'd you pull it out of your mom?
Six.
I'm doing it. They don't count. I'm doing my own mom jokes.
252-WCMF. We're talking about Chuck Zimmerman. He's a Hilton native. He caught a 15-pound, 14-ounce long-nosed gar out in Butterfield Lake in Jefferson County.
And then he ate it.
It is the largest long-nosed gar ever caught in the history of the state of New York. 252-9263. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Yeah, good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
So, Tommy, you're a complete dumbass. I know people...
Hold on. That stinger really got me. Give me a second, man. I got to catch my breath.
I know. That's crazy. No, so I've known kids going when I went to church that were like 13 or 14. They shoot their first buck, and they get that mounted, and it's like a two-point buck. Like, they're excited to get that buck. So if the dude wants to go mount this long-nosed gar, who cares? Who's he hurting?
Yeah.
Like, why you got to kill his fun, Tommy?
Because he presented it to me in a news article.
He didn't write the article.
Well, he posed for it. How'd they find out?
Everybody poses for their fish. It's a state record fish.
To your point, like, do you have?
If it was a church gar, maybe I'd be more impressed.
Church gar.
I'm gonna go now.
What'd you get? Come on, man.
Bye, Ben. There goes Ben. Ben is done.
So I do wonder, like, if you catch a fish and you think this is a pretty big fish, mm-hmm. but you don't really know what the record is, like, where do you report that? Like, I wouldn't even know what to do first. Do you automatically have to report, like, a large fish?
Because
how do you know, like, somebody else didn't catch a bigger one? They just never said anything about it.
I thought you could weigh it with, like, a scale, like one of those fish guys right there. And,
but
like,
who do you send it to?
Do you have to report it to an official place?
Game warden.
Something like that. Oh. Yeah,
you got to go to the warden, check.
I didn't know.
Have that thing measured out.
And then do they come check it to verify?
Oh, well, if you have the picture.
They come to your house.
I guess.
Yeah.
That and the FBI.
Yeah, do they?
Show me your car. Show me your prehistoric car fish. Is that a church car?
Shut up.
Don't count.
Gar, not a car. Gar. G-A-R.
Oh, you caught a car, not a gar?
Gar. All right, when it comes to who you can brag about, right? Okay. He's going to put it on Facebook and brag about it that way, right? Okay, that's appropriate. Mm-hmm. You got to brag to your family about catching the gar, right?
Yeah.
Okay, at the bar. You're allowed to brag about the gar at the bar? Bar gar?
Gar bar? Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Now
but nobody wants to hear it,
okay,
but sure.
But now we're getting to, at what point can someone look you in the face and say, hey, I don't care, and they're not being a dick?
Any female coworker
can
tell you to shut up about your fish because women don't care about fish.
So work is when it starts.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You've crossed into a bad area.
Can you bring it up if
it's a no-car zone?
No gar. It's with a G. Gar.
Gar.
You're
garfish.
Kimmy, if you are at a dinner with your friend and her husband, and you and his husband, and her husband starts talking about the state record gar that he caught, are you politely listening or are you telling him to stop talking?
Oh, I'm not telling. I'm just going to sit there and listen.
But you're hating it.
It's not. I mean, people can talk about worse things, right?
Where they put the gar. See how long that nose is?
I mean, I don't have a problem with somebody talking about it.
Maybe
especially if that's their hobby. You're probably used to them talking about it.
No, but I mean, it's like this is a person you're not really connected to. Okay. It's your friend's husband.
No, I'm not. I can politely listen.
But nobody wants to hear anybody's fish story unless you are another fisherman. And all they're doing is they're going to tell you their story.
Okay.
And they're going to try to, like, fish top you.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about Chuck Zimmerman. Caught a 15-pound, 14-ounce long-nosed gar down there in Jefferson County.
Oh, fishing Chuck.
It's a state record long-nosed gar.
Oh, she's a big wiggler, that one.
Donnie's on CMF. Hey, Donnie, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. How you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. What do you got?
So we were actually on the lake when they caught that fish.
You're kidding me.
A bunch of our buddies. So we're from Rochester, obviously.
Yeah.
We have a fishing camp up in Redwood. There's about 10 of us that go up there for opening bass weekend every year, but we all have kids now, so we go the weekend after Father's Day.
Bass or ass, nobody fishes for free,
so
baby.
We're all up on the lake. We're all on the lake on Butterfield Lake.
Butterfield Lake?
I said it five times already.
We hear the screaming across the bay, and we're like, what the hell's going on? Heck is going on over there? So we shimmy on over. My buddy, shout out to Chad Carpenter. He goes over, and these guys are like, hey, we just caught this fish. It's crazy. And he's like, hey, man. State record's like 14 pounds. You guys should probably go get that checked out. And they were like, No way. No, no, that's not
you
real.
You guys should
no
probably
way.
Go get girlfriends.
He said they're yeah. married with kids, you idiot.
you should check out one out. That's a big one.
Get away for a weekend, man.
Well,
we
Donnie,
get out in
listen.
The water, have a couple of drinks.
I get it. Listen, I want to. We actually have
there's
a
bunch of fellas up there on Butter Lake.
We have a man waiting on hold who caught
him,
this
make
fish.
Sure he remembers. He has not mentioned one word about the assist on this state record
the
to
assist.
Any of the guys
okay.
that helped him.
Okay, we'll bring that up, Donnie. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to an ungrateful friend, apparently. Chuck's on CMF. Hey, Chuck, congratulations on your fish. How are you?
Thanks, I'm doing good.
But this is the Chuck?
Taking
the Chuck.
Some time to announce this.
Taking some time. Really preparing the right words to say out loud, Chucky.
And trying to. It's probably my first time on radio, so I appreciate it.
Okay. Mm. Well, no, we're honored to have the...
Yes, Fish and Chuck.
Yeah, okay. And by the way, he called us. We did not book this interview. I don't want you to think we're the weed. So, Chucky, with all due respect, Tommy is not impressed by what you pulled off with the long-nosed gar.
I heard that real quick, so that's what kind of got me to give you guys a call, because, I mean, this thing's like... I mean, if you see an article, they're saying this is like dinosaur-esque. So this is going to be up in my pole barn now.
You know, it'd be cool if you actually pulled out a dinosaur. That would
did,
be wicked cool. Hey, by the way, how long did it take you to bring it in?
It actually wasn't much of a fight at all. I mean, he slammed the lure, but he came
man,
right
if it
in
don't put up no
clear.
Fight, Tommy's it ain't in, no
wait,
dinosaur.
No, Chuck, Tommy's interrupting you because he doesn't know what fishing terms you're about to use. So he's just going to talk over you to sound more manly.
It ain't a fighting fish. It ain't no big deal.
You don't know nothing about gar. You don't know nothing about gar,
he didn't
bro.
Catch it. It surrendered. You're like the Irish
I'm
army. You just give up.
This, Tommy. Come gotcha. On, man.
All right, so Chucky, who have you been bragging to? Absolutely everybody since it happened all the way back in June?
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows pretty much, and we've been reaching out to a Buffalo writer actually called me on Saturday morning. He's doing a big article on it, so
nice.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Nice.
And
wait,
yeah,
so this
is my first big fish.
Do you have it on display, you said, somewhere?
Yeah, so it's at Patterson's Taxidermy right now, which is in Alexandria Bay.
The finest of taxidermy places.
Of
quality work.
Highly endorsed by the break room.
How much, because that's not cheap, how much?
It came to be $820.
$800 for that stupid thing?
It's 15 pounds, man.
He's going to spend $1,000 on a pointless fish.
Yeah, but you have that to prove forever.
It's a piece of history, man. It's
He's
a
right.
piece of history.
It don't even talk. A talking fish, you can get two for like $30.
Talking fish. Well, Chucky, listen, man, we're late.
Congratulations.
Way to go. Thanks for the call. Yeah. And, you know, you can invite Tommy over to your pole barn. To
that's more your
fish.
Angle. Pat likes
Tommy,
it
bring
on
the women.
Bring the women.
Do women, Chucky. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. There goes world state record holding Chuck.
I didn't know it cost so much to
taxidermy is really expensive.
Yeah.
Costs a lot of money to look at that fish for the rest of your life.
Yeah.